Chapter 43, Lystra and Derbe. We told you that there are two Bible places with the name of Antioch, and we looked a little at what happened at the first one. Now we must take you to the second one, which Paul and Barnabas came to when they were sent to preach the gospel to other countries. There they first spoke to the Jews, but when many of the Jews turned against them, they went to the Gentiles. And so the gospel began to be spread among the Gentile nations, and in time came to us in our own country. What a privilege this was, and one that we can never be too thankful for. But the Jews were filled with envy, and drove these good men out of Antioch, so that they came to another place called Iconium. Here again both Jews and Gentiles persecuted and stoned Paul and Barnabas, and they had to flee, and came this time to the two cities called Lystra and Derbe. At Lystra there was a poor, helpless man, who had been a cripple all his life and had never walked. When Paul saw him, he said to him with a loud voice, "Stand upright on thy feet." And the man leaped up and began to walk at once. What a wonderful miracle this was! But the people, when they saw it, began to say that their gods had come down in the likeness of men. They called them Jupiter and Mercury, which were the names of two of their idols, and the people wanted to make a sacrifice to them. But Paul and Barnabas ran in among them to stop them from doing this. They told them they were only men, and they had come to preach to them that they should turn from these idols unto the living God, who made the heaven, the earth, and the sea, and sent rain from heaven to give them food and gladness. In this way, they only just stopped the people from making sacrifice to them as if they were gods. But by that time, the Jews from Antioch had come, and they persuaded the people so that they stoned Paul and thought to have killed him. They drew his body out of the city of Lystra, but as the disciples stood round about him, Paul rose up and walked back into the city. Here was another remarkable miracle, and yet most of the people would not believe the gospel, and the next day the two ministers left them and came to Derbe. When they had preached some time in Derbe, they were not afraid to go back again to the cities where they had been persecuted. They returned to Lystra and Iconium and Antioch, to encourage those who had received and believed their preaching, and to tell them that they must expect trouble and persecution in this world. They also formed churches in these places, and set elders over them to take care of them. And so, after they had fasted and prayed with them, and they commended them to the Lord and returned home. Later on, Paul made a second journey to these cities, and this time he took with him another minister whose name was Silas. When they came to Lystra and Derbe again, they found there a young disciple whose name was Timothy, and Paul would have him to go with them, as he also had the gift of the ministry. So they visited the churches which they had formed in these cities, and gave them the decrees or rules which the apostles and elders had made at Jerusalem. These were to show the people what they were to believe, and how they were to walk in the churches. And in this way, we are told, the churches were established in the faith, and day after day other disciples were added to them. How different it is in these days! Instead of increasing daily, the churches are getting smaller and smaller, and what will become of them unless the Lord would return and build them up again? How we do need to confess those sins that have made him depart from us, and to pray that he would in mercy return once more and revive us. You will find all about these two cities in the book of Acts, chapters 14 and 16.